The Public News Service Daily Newscast, April the 19th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Another tax season has wrapped up. Wisconsin researchers say it's a reminder that the state's overall tax structure leaves low- and middle-income families behind.
The organization Kids Forward uses state revenue department information and census data for its new policy brief. It says when considering all state and local taxes, wealthy residents pay a much lower effective tax rate than the poorest taxpayers. The group's Kristen Schumacher says this comes as income remains stagnant for those who aren't wealthy, worsening economic inequalities.
In the last 2 years, one in three Wisconsin households with children have really struggled to pay for basic expenses.
Wisconsin does have a tiered income tax, but the report says the state's flat sales tax rate has a greater impact on lower-income households. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has floated expanding the earned income tax credit while pushing for higher taxes on the wealthy. But Republicans, who control the legislature, want a flat income tax, citing the idea would spur more business activity. I'm Mike Moen.
Wisconsin has a large budget surplus right now. The report warns that strong footing could erode if policymakers opt for a budget that relies on an unfair tax structure. Now, from the New York Times, a judge in the Fox News defamation case said Tuesday the case was resolved, abruptly ending a long-running dispute over misinformation in the 2020 election, just as the highly anticipated trial was about to begin. The $787-plus million that Fox News agreed to pay Dominion Voting Systems to settle a lawsuit against the cable network appears to be one of the largest settlements in a defamation case in U.S. history. The Times reports under the terms of the settlement, Fox News will not have to apologize or admit to spreading false claims on network programming. Now to Louisiana, where in 2019 they could have powered New Orleans with the amount of wasted methane for an entire year, or met more than two-thirds of the state's annual household gas demands. Research by Synapse Energy Economics found the state's oil and gas companies lost more than $82 million worth of gas during that year, squandering valuable resources and negatively impacting the environment. Autumn Hanna is with Taxpayers for Common Sense.
So thanks to outdated and weak policies, we are wasting taxpayer-owned resources while simultaneously contributing to the cost of climate disasters taxpayers will pay down the road.
Methane causes about 25% of current global warming. This is Public News Service. So North Carolina students are calling on lawmakers there to propose a bill that would allow undocumented students to pay in-state tuition at community colleges and universities.
Right now, undocumented students in North Carolina pay out-of-state tuition, a rate nearly three times more than in-state tuition, despite living in the state for years and graduating from North Carolina public schools. As a 22-year-old immigrant from Mexico, Aylin Sotelo recounts her own struggles in pursuing higher education.
It has not only impacted me personally, but it has also continued to impact my community. I personally wouldn't want my community to go through the hardships I face, not only financially, but also the hardships I face along with my family members.
The cost disparity is faced by about 3,000 students who graduate each year. Sotelo says she and others have met with Democratic Representatives Maria Cervania of Cary, Marcia Mori of Durham, Abe Jones of Wake, and Lindsay Prather of Buncombe to highlight the need for change. Shantia Hudson reporting.
Now from our Danielle Smith, more school funding for basic and special education, along with more funding targeted to lower income districts. That's the wish list of a Pennsylvania advocacy group for public schools.
Governor Josh Shapiro's budget includes an increase of just over $567 million for education, or 7.8%, with an increase of almost $104 million for special education. Executive Director of the Education Law Center, Deborah Gordon Clare, says her group is asking legislators to improve on the governor's plan with what she calls a significant down payment in this year's budget and an action plan for reform reforming the funding system moving forward.
In the short term, we're looking for a budget that allocates an additional $700 million for basic education funding, $300 million in level up funding, and $237 million for special education in this year's budget.
Finally, our Edwin J. Vieira lets us know the Biden administration is expanding access to health coverage under the Affordable Care Act.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services will expand the meaning of the term lawful presence in the country to include DACA recipients. About two-thirds of Connecticut's undocumented or recent immigrants between ages 19 and 24 don't have health insurance, according to a RAND Corporation study. Carolina Bordoletto with the Husky for Immigrants Coalition says nationally, more immigrants have been able to find coverage.
It's about 34% of DACA recipients who don't have health insurance, which means that 66% DACA recipients did have access to health insurance.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Heard on great radio stations, your favorite podcast platforms. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.